This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 6 June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is clear and warm this evening, with a gentle breeze sweeping through major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, a perfect night for a stroll if you're stepping out. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports from earlier today that an Israeli strike killed a Lebanese army general and two soldiers. The IDF is reviewing the incident, noting the vehicle entered an active combat zone without coordination. Also, JNS reports from this afternoon that Israeli troops killed Hezbollah terrorists who wounded Givati Brigade officers. In a separate related incident, the IDF targeted a vehicle carrying Lebanese Armed Forces members. Also this hour, according to Forward, Hezbollah has rejected a U.S.-brokered ceasefire deal between Lebanon and Israel. The deal was intended to ease tensions in the region. Separately, Axios reports from earlier that Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This proposal could be politically sensitive for Netanyahu, but may aid Trump in his peace efforts with Iran. And finally, the Jerusalem Post reports that Israel has ordered the evacuation of southern Lebanon villages as Hezbollah drone attacks continue. Reaction has been swift on social media. Al Arabiya English, posting just minutes ago, highlighted ongoing discussions about regional security challenges. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, reminded his followers of the origins of the current conflict, writing on X just now. Eisenberg, an observer of regional affairs, noted earlier today that Hamas admitted a supposed Palestinian lawyer killed by the IDF was actually a Qassam operative. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Israeli strike reported by the Times of Israel. The incident in southern Lebanon resulted in the deaths of a Lebanese army general and two soldiers. The IDF is investigating how the vehicle entered the combat zone without proper coordination. This highlights the ongoing complexities and dangers of operating in such volatile regions, with potential repercussions for Israel-Lebanon relations. Turning to the JNS report. Israeli troops engaged Hezbollah terrorists who had earlier wounded Givati Brigade officers. This engagement underscores the persistent threat that Hezbollah poses to Israeli forces, even as larger diplomatic efforts are underway. The IDF's actions reflect the ongoing need for vigilance in maintaining Israel's security. Meanwhile, the rejection of a ceasefire deal by Hezbollah, as reported by Forward, complicates diplomatic efforts. The U.S.-brokered agreement aimed to lower tensions, but Hezbollah's stance indicates a continued resistance to external mediation. This rejection could prolong instability in the region, affecting civilian lives on both sides of the border. And in the context of diplomacy, Axios highlighted Trump's announcement of a ceasefire. This move is seen as part of broader diplomatic maneuvers that could influence regional alliances. For Netanyahu, balancing domestic political sensitivities with international pressure remains crucial. Finally, the Jerusalem Post report on the ordered evacuations of South Lebanon villages signals heightened military readiness. With Hezbollah drone attacks persisting, civilian safety and strategic positioning are at the forefront of Israeli military strategy. Turning to business and markets. First, Globes reports the Barkat brothers have put Meitav, an Israeli investment house, up for sale. JP Morgan is tasked with finding a potential buyer, indicating shifts in the Israeli financial sector. Separately, KeyTech highlights a paradox in Israel's tech industry. Despite significant fundraising in AI, cybersecurity, and infrastructure startups, layoffs continue to impact thousands of tech workers. This reflects the industry's challenges in balancing growth with workforce stability. And finally, Walla Business reveals that for the first time, foreign workers are being employed in Israel's defense industries. This move aims to accelerate production amid increasing demand for military equipment. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 9 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.